NTR.
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 Neo Think Radio Network with your hosts, Steve Fagan and Shalene.
NTR.
Neo Think Radio Network. Visit neothinkradio.com.
Hello and welcome to NTR, Neo Think Radio, on the road to the White House with the 12 Visions Party. I'm Steve Fagan, your host. Well, welcome, everybody. It's great to have you all with me today and to have the opportunity to move forward and create more awareness of the 12 Visions Party and how this is going to help all of us to become the people we're supposed to be prosperous and live happily, and start to rid ourselves of really illusions, the concept of being victims, the concept that there is an elite class that we need to lead to be actually an elite class that we need to be following. You know, it's funny, I was on the phone with someone recently, and we were talking about different programs, and they said, as our leaders tell us and our leaders direct, and our leaders, I go, leaders, what is wrong here? All these leaders, who are we? Why aren't we creating ourselves as leaders? Why aren't we moving forward? Well, you know what the situation is? We have been told and been sold a bill of goods. And that's what we're going to talk about today. There is a bill of goods that we have been sold, that we're supposed to be selfless people. We cannot be selfish. We cannot look at ourselves and develop ourselves. Well, I'm here to say baloney. And we're going to talk about that today. And we're going to discuss how we can move forward and how the 12 Visions Party is going to support us to move forward. And we are going to make a mentality shift to living a full, productive life. But before we get into details, I'd like to stop and let's hear a few words from our sponsors and listen to our sponsors today. You know, there's some great value that you're going to hear from the services and products that are offered. The individuals who are part of our team of sponsors are those who are value creators. These are entrepreneurs who are creating products and services to help you in society and develop. And these are the entrepreneurs that we're going to be helping our society to move forward. These are the geniuses of society, the individuals who are not afraid to have their own business, be their own individual leader. So take a few minutes, listen to our sponsors, hear about their products and services, and we will be right back.
I'd like you to meet Michael Connors. Michael is president and CEO of the Hudson Valley, New York Jackson Hewitt franchise. Michael and his team not only offer tax preparation, but many more services as well, kind of like a one-stop shop for all your business and financial needs. Now, these are non-Jackson Hewitt services, however, provided by trusted and knowledgeable affiliates. For instance, they offer business evaluations, bankruptcy, divorce, estate planning, litigation support, tax-based debt elimination, even credit card settlements, and much more. Look, times are tough for many of us, and the very best of us can get ourselves into a difficult situation. So let Michael and his team of experts help. Phone Michael Connors today at 845-452-7800 or visit jtaxnewyork.com.
A rig without a turbo? You wouldn't think of it. Turbos have been standard equipment on rigs for decades because of the incredible power they add. Introducing the next must-have, the CalCat. Like a turbo, the CalCat jacks up the performance of your rig. Take mountains in a higher gear, drop your load sooner so you can grab the next one and run. Get an extra legal run or two per month. In addition to added power, the CalCat delivers better fuel economy. Most rigs get at least a 10% boost in mileage, and fuel's over $3 again. Where it stops is anybody's guess. If you have to pass an opacity test just to grab or drop a load, you'll appreciate how the CalCat reduces emissions. In fact, if you have a newer rig, you'll probably save money on regen filters. Nobody wants to gamble on revolutionary and new. Hey, we get it. That's why we put an unconditional satisfaction guarantee on the CalCat. You get 60 days to love it or return it. There's nothing to lose. Just log on to mycalcat.com. That's mycalcat.com. It may mean the difference between being an owner-operator or selling out and going company. Go to mycalcat.com.
Gas prices got you down? Ready for $6 a gallon fuel? Get smart and go green with the same machine. With the Intercharger Smart Emissions Reducer, enjoy increased gas mileage, reduce vehicle maintenance, while doing your part to help the environment. At just $404 installed for most vehicles, no outrageous claims, the technology speaks for itself. We're so confident that we offer a full 90-day money-back product guarantee. Scores of vehicle owners are already seeing a tremendous return on their investment, like New York City taxi and limo owners, municipalities, and large business fleets. Intercharger Smart Emissions Reducer is recognized by the New York City Taxi and Limo Commission, the California Air Resource Board, and the Independent Testing Laboratories. And now, you can take full advantage of this tremendous technology. Call Extreme Energy Solutions at 973-209-3450. That's 973-209-3450. Visit us online at www.extremeenergysolutions.net to learn more about other vehicle owners who are benefiting from the Intercharger's Smart Emissions Reducer. 973-209-3450.
NTR, Neo Think Radio Network, on the road to the White House with the 12 Visions Party.
NTR,
Neo Think Radio Network. Visit neothinkradio.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Fagan, and welcome back to NTR, Neo Think Radio, on the road to the White House with the 12 Visions Party. Well, before we get along further with our conversation today, I want to recite what will become an amendment to the U.S. Constitution. The prime law, the fundamental of protection, preamble, the purpose of human life is to prosper and live happily. The function of government is to provide the conditions that let individuals fulfill that purpose. The prime law guarantees those conditions by forbidding the use of initiatory force, fraud, or coercion by any person or group against any individual's property or contract. Article 1. No person, groups of person, or government shall initiate force, threat of force, or fraud against any individual self, property, or contract. Article 2. Force is morally and legally justified only for protection from those who violate Article 1. Article 3. No exceptions shall exist for Articles 1 and 2. The prime law, which will become an amendment to the U.S. Constitution and will eradicate flaw-filled man and be replaced by the prime law, which will be the flawless prime law. That's our goal to move forward. The universal law, not the man-made laws that are putting us in our place. And that's what I'm putting with quotes around me, our place, to keep us considering them as the rulers or considering them as our leaders. You know, what's wrong with that picture? To me, that's insane. You know, we all have a right to move forward and develop. These people are put in office by us. They're elected by us. We pay their salary with our taxes, yet we are constantly in this initiatory force mentality that we need to follow their rules, their regulations. What is wrong with this? It's all twisted and all turned around. And the thing that I want to talk about today is the selfishness that is so bad that you can't be in charge of your own life and be good to you, but you're supposed to take care of everybody else. We need to put money out to all these other charities and these organizations. We need to not be so selfish with ourselves. The church wants so much money. Those, what do they call, pittance? Percentages they want. The government wants you to be paying so much money out, not only in taxes, but all these other projects. They call that altruism. And that is today's dominant philosophy. And everybody, that is based on sacrifice to higher causes. Let me say that again. We are living in a world of altruism. And that is based on the sacrifice to higher causes. Everybody, the higher authorities determine the higher causes and who will be sacrificed to who. That's very scary, isn't it? Think about that. I'm taking a moment to pause. Higher causes. Or it's almost like a chess game, moving the pawns around. And we're the pawns. Think about that. Really look at that. Do you see how these individuals have created this control over us? And guess what? We're letting it happen. I told you a few weeks ago, my essence is to get the word out there, the real word. I worked for many years to find their honesty. And I'm not using truth, because truth can be manipulated. But true, pure honesty is something that comes within our souls, inside of our beings. And you can't manipulate our beings. And that's the process here, that we are pawns in a chess game. Individuals are moving us around. You go on the media and look at what's on the television today. You see what's going on with the news articles. You're seeing about the rich today. And you're seeing how money is being manipulated, how the healthcare industry is being manipulated. Corporations and all of the banking scandals and problems that have gone on and how they're being resolved, that is an abomination. It is an abomination to all of us. That is terrible to see that. It's time for us to stop this being that we have to sacrifice, that we can't be selfish. Because I'm here to say today, everybody, we can be selfish. And again, my essence is to get the word out there to you and say, you don't have to feel guilty to take care of you. Instead of putting money out to everybody else, take care of you. You know, we've had some very huge disasters, and I will be the first to tell you that. But have you really checked to see where your money went when you put it out there? Did you check the organizations? Did you make sure your dollars went to the right people? These are the things you need to be aware of. Whose pockets were taken care of with your money? And I want you just to think about that. Not saying that everything got to the right place, but did it all go to the right place? And who's working all that? The idea that we have to take care of others and what we need to do to spend to take care of others is out of control. Because what we're doing is we are again putting ourselves in a victimization mode by accepting higher causes and seeking higher authorities that are telling us what to do and how to live. Those are our leaders, yes, the leaders, the ruling class, that are using altruism as their reasoning tool. That's a key piece of the puzzle, the altruistic approach. Take care of the needy, take care of the poor, take care of the underlings. We are supposed to be doing all this. Everybody, that is still initiatory force because they hit the guilt button. They hit that feeling that I need to sacrifice. That's what you have to look at. That is a mystical approach. They create problems when none exist. They make you look at your own guilt. And they make you forced to want to help others by their illusion of what the issues are. Do you see how important it is that we need to get the rule away from flawed-filled man and into the flawless prime law, where we all have a chance? Our forefathers tried to work that in the initial days of the Constitution. However, it went off track, and man took over the power. And look where we are today. All the problems. I want to stay focused on this self-sacrifice mentality today, because I want you to look around. You see the people that are in the streets, the panhandlers. You're seeing all these organizations to help others in regard to, you know, money for their own, just to, for housing, for just to put food on the table, the basic needs. As the prime law comes into effect, the world will start to open up for the opportunity of money. Everybody will have a chance to be geniuses. And then when I say that, we already are, but we will have the chance to unleash our genius. More and more programs and services will come into effect and unleash such products that prices will start to go down. They will plummet down. So the things that are highly costed in today's world will start to be not even near that fraction in the future with the geniuses coming across with more and more products and services. That's what we have to be aware of. But to be a genius means you have to take care of yourself. That means you have to be a bit selfish because you have to develop yourself. You have to develop your skills. You have to develop your know-how of business because business is a key, everybody. Developing businesses is a key for this economy to move forward. More and more businesses need to open up. More and more people need to be getting jobs. More and more programs will be opened up. Let me make a note here to go back. There is a gentleman that we refer to from the 12 Visions Party called James J. Hill. And this is the beginning of the end of the 18th century into the 20th century. So let me excuse myself. I want to say the end of the 19th century into the 20th century, where he created the Transcontinental Airline up in the northwest end of the United States into Canada. And he put in his own money, in his own resources. He gave jobs to others. The government came in and said that they had to help the people, that he could not do it correctly for the people. That was an illusion of the government's here to help you. We're going to take care of you. That, everybody, was hogwash. That was the government not wanting an entrepreneur and their thoughts to take control over them and embarrass them, because what they were doing was supposedly this selfish act of creating a railroad throughout the United States, and they did it poorly. They did it ineffectively. They did it selfishly. They manipulated, and the results were poor, very shaky railroad lines. And James J. Hill was creating a very valuable, effective railroad. And he was able to start bringing in money and value, not only in the United States, but overseas. And the U.S. was not going to allow themselves to be embarrassed. So they had to squash him. And they had to do it in the concept, we're here to help you. We are doing a selfless act. That was the biggest lie of all lies, the biggest mystical illusion. Yes, I'm hitting hard today because I'm tired of seeing the so-called leaders, and I cringe sometimes when I think I say that, the leaders, helping us to live a better life as we start to continue to fall further and further into a very deep black hole. My passion, my excitement, my enthusiasm is here to say, let's make a difference. Let's make that mentality shift. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break. We want to hear more from our sponsors. Again, as I always mention, listen to our sponsors. Hear what our businessmen and women are offering society for good value products. Take that moment and stay with us and listen. And I'm going to be coming right back to do a quick summary and just keep us moving forward. I'll be right back.
Hi. And thanks for listening to the NeoThink Radio Network. My name is Dana Porter, and I want to tell you about a great place to get great deals on great watches, sunglasses, and more. I'm talking about GreatTiming.net. We've got thousands of styles and dozens of cool brands like Vestal, Ed Hardy, H3 Tactical, Android, Invicta, Skagen, Casio, Glamrock, and many more. You know, watches aren't just for telling time anymore. They've become a fashion accessory and make great gifts, too. With almost 11 years of experience, you can be sure that GreatTiming.net will get your order out right away. At GreatTiming.net, standard shipping is always free. Include coupon code NTR15 at checkout and get 15% off your entire order. Once again, enter coupon code NTR15 to get your 15% discount at www.greattiming.net.
After college, I really let myself go. I gained a ton of weight, lost my self-esteem, and my career seemed to be going nowhere. But then, about a year ago, I met USA Martial Arts Hall of Fame master teacher, Soke Joe. Soke Joe runs New York Martial Arts right in the Huntington area. And let me tell you, this changed my life. I lost almost all of the weight I gained. I'm now in shape mentally and physically. And I've had 3 promotions at work since I've been training with Soke Joe. So if you're interested in self-protection, relaxation, restored self-confidence, just go to New York Martial Arts, hombu.com. That's New York Martial Arts, HOMBU.com. New York Martial Arts. 40 years of improving lives through martial arts training.
Before I lost my job, I didn't really have much use for computers. It was then I realized that I was left way behind, and I certainly didn't have any tuition money to take a class. And that's when I heard about the UndefeatedLife.com. they promised to turn me into an above-average computer user. So I logged on and ordered my copy of The Home Computer User's Best Friend. I learned about my computer in simple pictorial instructions in every lesson. It made learning a computer fun and easy.
Ebook and hard copy available. Order today at theundefeatedlife.com.
NTR.
NeoThink Radio Network.
You're listening to NeoThink Radio with your host, Steve Fagan.
Okay, hi, I'm back. A little calmed down. That passion was coming up in me. I really am. I have to say, and I'm not going to apologize, I've discussed it. I'm disgusted with this concept of the rule of man and what it's doing to our country, the economic issues, the what we have with unemployment today, what's happening with our healthcare industry, what's happening with our current candidates that are outside from the Democrats, Republicans, or people who are trying to get into this next running for 2012, and I'm watching the same old, you know, it's that, it's almost like we're back at the tennis match with the Democrats, Republicans, Republicans, Democrats. The focus is so much on the upcoming election, let's talk about what's going on today. What's going on today to make this country better? Not much that I see. I hear a lot of talk, but no action. The concept is that we have to change floor-filled man and bring in the floorless prime law. We have to get rid of this altruistic mentality. We have to get rid of this concept that we cannot be selfish. I'm telling you, we can be. That's an illusion that you can't take care of yourself. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be paying out to all these charities, programs like you are. Look at the programs you're interested in. I'm not saying you don't want to do something. You can, but be cautious. Don't be told what to do. You decide if you want to help out. Study, investigate. It's called integrated knowledge to know reality. Remember, we talked about that in the past? Gather the integrated knowledge. Look at the reality of the program. See the values that will offer you in the future by understanding the programs you're investing in. Be selfish. If you're not going to or want to pay for it, don't. Don't do it. It's okay. But don't be told to do it. And don't look at these as leaders. These are leaders. These are men and women that have been elected by us, and we're paying their salaries. The benefits and pensions that they're all getting is another story, and that's for another show. But do you understand how the prime law will work? That everybody will have a right to prosper and live happily. Government's function will only be about protection. The money that's spent will be about protection only. We're not going to be in this world of all these rules and regulations. Things will start to be eliminated. We will have people to help oversee that from our business sector. So all the procedures and policies that you may look at will change, but you will have businessmen and women and their services and programs that are going to be offered to the country will be what will keep us moving forward. And so many people will be making money and will also be able to live in a better way of living. There'll be no need for all these charities, these programs. And then many of them will be eliminated. Won't that be nice? We'll put money where it's needed, where it's really needed. We'll develop and have the services that will be affordable for people. And therefore, everybody will be rich, including the poor. And that concept is, as we develop more and more products, the products' pricing will start to plummet and really go down to a major decrease, which will become affordable for everybody. Look what happened in the computer industry. We all saw that. So look at that. Look at the value of it. Look at the concept that, guess what, I can be a bit selfish. And we look at you being selfish in the sense of developing, becoming the genius you're supposed to be, and developing products and services to help our fellow man. And all of us have that right to do that. That's what the 12 Visions Party does. The 12 Visions Party brings in the prime law, which is going to eliminate initiatory force, not being forced to have to agree to all these rules and regulations and bills that are creating havoc in our world. You have every right to prosper and live happily. We have every right to prosper and live happily. This is Steve Fagan, and I will be speaking with you again next week.
NTR, Neo Think Radio Network.
NTR,
Neo Think Radio Network. Visit neothinkradio.com.
NTR,
Neo Think Radio Network. NTR is a Neo Think Radio Network production.